views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and relieve struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief when you tune into your intuition for answers. You can connect with me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. I've been traveling around the world, and I have been meeting some really amazing people, people that are dedicated to moving forward and shifting energy in powerful ways. And my guest today is Mark Kettenbach, back by popular demand. For those of you who haven't connected with us yet, I'll just tell you about Mark. He's a martial artist with 32 years experience, a UN method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions format. He is also the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and Mark considers himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching is similar to stand-up comedy, and he likes the idea of having fun while people learn. And so Mark's unique way of teaching people to steer reality is fun and very powerful and effective. Mark and I met about 5 years ago now in Philadelphia, and we've been working together ever since, you know, pushing each other to our limits and sharing different tools with each other. And now we have collaborated for energetic upgrade seminars. So, Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am.
Hey.
Thank you very much for that blessing. Welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. It was, you know, Mark and I were just on filling in for Dr. Pat on her show yesterday on Transformation Talk Radio. So it's been a real pleasure, Mark, to connect with you 2 days in a row like this. So, you know, we were working with people yesterday to shift energy, and I just want people to know that you can call in, and our number is 1-800-930-2819. Mark and I would be happy to, if you have something that's bothering you, we would be happy to shift it for you, and we're just going to talk about that a little bit, about shifting energy. Mark, what do you have to say about that today?
About that today? Well, a lot. I think, first of all, I thought it was very nice to connect with you yesterday also. And I was amazed to hear from that woman you told me we were on your show last time I was on, which had like so much pain in her feet. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yes. Karina.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She had pain in her feet. And we had identified that it was she was holding her dad's death in her feet. And what happened is you said something about her mother. I can't remember what that was about, but she said that she had energy running through her feet, like for through her legs for 3 days straight. Her legs shook. And
oh
she
God.
Said,
yeah. You have to assume me, right?
No. She, you know what that's like when you're moving a lot of energy.
I'm
just
going
to explain that, because just in case anyone else experiences that, I've had that happen many times myself and with different clients where the energy is moving and you're letting go. And so, you know, even if you have an emotional weakness or like a spiritual weakness, psychological, whatever, you're holding it in your body somewhere. And so when you release that, you have all these exit portals throughout your body that are actually like the ends of your meridians. And so you have a lot of energy meridians running through your body. And the main ones are in the bottoms of your feet and in the palms of your hands and in between your toes and your fingers. That is the main place where it goes through your colon, through your lymphatic system, you know, through all sorts of things. So all these different areas of your body. And so when you energetically shift someone, what happens is they have the energy wants to leave their body. And so this is what's going on. And so she had that she said it gradually dispersed, and she has absolutely no pain in her feet. And she was
dancing, right?
Yeah. She said, what she said is I told her to dance her dance. And she said she danced her feet off at the wedding.
That's great.
I like that.
Yeah. What sometimes also happens if energy gets shifted and people are not usually what they think they are. We detect ourselves or believe we are humans, we have a gender, like we are either female or male, and all this is not true. We are consciousness, and we have different layers of bodies we use in order to express ourselves in different frequencies and different layers of frequencies. And the lowest layer is here on planet Earth, is this very, very dense material layer. And therefore, our consciousness has to slow itself down through a thing like the body. And so it does it through cells and the central nervous system and all that. And if sometimes energetic blocks get shifted, do those blocks also stop the communication between the different bodies we have? So sometimes people have this feeling really tickling, or even they hear sounds hardcore in their head. That's like a very, very much the same thing. And if people have an OBE, like an out-of-body experience, where they jump out at that point where they leave it, they usually a lot of people hear this shivering, this sparkling, and they hear the sounds. And that's very alike, because all these layers get adjusted then. So that's nothing to have fear about. But it's just something unknown usually or not happens that much. So people kind of have the tendency to wonder themselves. So once you know, you're not going to get afraid anymore.
Yeah, because you remember even 3 years ago, we were working on astral travel and lucid dreaming, et cetera. And, you know, you and I have been working on that for quite a while. You know, and now, you know, we're getting pretty good at it.
Yep. Getting better and better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have some callers here. We'll take the first caller and just see what it is that she would like to talk to us about. This is Liz from San Diego. Liz,
great,
are you?
Hello, Colette.
Yeah. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Colette. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. What is bothering me, and I feel like I've really been at a stalemate for quite a while, is being childless. My husband and I have trying not having children. My husband and I have been trying for...
Oh, childless. Sorry, I didn't
know. Yeah. Okay. Tried to conceive for 15 years, and... I'm sorry, go on.
How long have you been trying to have a child?
About 14 years. We got married 15 years ago and really expected that we'd try. I was already close to 40, and I figured if it doesn't work, I'll adopt. And I was just shocked by my inability to feel clear and move forward and conflicting messages. And
okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd like to get a baseline just to see how much it's bothering you. Mark's already starting to work on you. I can feel that. So we're going to just get a baseline, though, from you right now, like out of a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst. How much is this bothering you? Liz? Oh, lost Liz. We'll get Liz back.
Her anyway.
We'll get her to call back out, because we're going to have to take a break in a few minutes. If we don't get her back immediately, we'll just... get in touch with her after the break.
Okay, cool. I get right away that trying
yes.
is, yes. big issue in her life, trying to do something, not trying, succeeding is kind of weak too. Let's make her stronger, all that. Then what's meant to be, not meant to be, okay? I don't even think that's
too much. Failure. Failure is coming up for her, and I really feel compelled to say this for everybody. Failure is, there is no such thing. There's only results. Oh, and Liz is back now.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Okay.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where are you now? 10 bothering the most, 0 will be gone, doesn't bother you anymore.
I'd say probably a 7.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. Because you were at a 10 to begin with.
Yeah,
so, yeah, so we're just working on, in case you could hear us, mm-hmm. we are going to work on you during the break. I have to go for a break now, but if you hang on, we will come back after. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. We'll be right back after this break to make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark, before we go do any more shifting here, I just want you to share your contact information with everyone so that I don't forget to do it.
Sure. You can find me on the web under www.mark with a C, M-A-R-C, then Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com, or on our Bose website, which would be energeticupgrade1word.com.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll do the seminars. We'll be in Vancouver, right?
From yeah.
To the 14th of September. I think right now it's still early bird and stuff like this, right?
Yeah. We still have the early bird. But we also have a free demo that people can attend on September 10th and on September 11th. We have one at Whitby's Bookstore. So that you can all find. You can find all that information out on energeticupgrade.com. So now we're going to go back to Liz and see how you're feeling, Liz. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
During the break, Mark and I did a lot of shifting and just picked. We were picking up some weaknesses. On a physical level, your uterus was tilted. And it feels way stronger now that it's more, the structure is there. It was kind of tilted front to back and also to the side. And so we worked on that, and we just would like to get a bit, you know, see where you're at now.
Well, I was feeling just kind of emotional, like just letting, kind of, I think releasing like a sort of feeling of despair.
Okay.
Okay, kind of.
Hey, so where would you be now in numbers?
Maybe a three.
Okay, good. Your perception.
Yeah, it's a different type of feeling. Oh, okay. It feels more like confusion than despair.
Yeah, more confusion. Okay, so that's just because of the shifting. Because we did we're not gonna say out loud what we shifted because it's private stuff. And we just feel it's better. We just leave it like this. And you email me and let me know how you're feeling in a couple days, because I'm just getting that you shifted a lot and your energy, like you just need to catch up to what's going on here. That sadness, that is just you letting go of a part of yourself that you don't want to keep anymore.
Yeah, that's called a sentimental sadness. Like your subconscious doesn't differentiate between stuff which is good for you or ain't. So everything you kind of let go, it's a loss for it. And so people have the tendency to cry about that. But that's all right.
Yeah, that's all good.
Okay.
So get back to us let us know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. We have another caller now, and that is Debbie from Connecticut. Debbie, are you there?
Okay, well, grab the next one, right?
Yeah. How about Cindy from Kelowna? Are you there, Cindy?
Hello, is it Debbie?
Oh, Debbie. Okay,
we got Debbie. You, Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Okay. All right, Debbie, good morning.
How can we help you?
How am I?
No, how can we help you?
Oh, you could help me greatly. I have a lot of cervical pain and thoracic pain and low back pain.
Okay.
That
and how long
I
have
can
you had
resolve.
This pain for?
Well, I've had it for probably 5 years now after an injury.
Okay.
And
on a scale of 1 to 10, how much is it bothering you? 10 being the worst and 0 being not at all?
Right now, it's like an 8-9.
Okay. So you got in an accident. Mark, what are you picking up? I'm just going to work on that a little bit.
I was just like to know, does it hurt if you just stand still? Or, like, does it hurt already there? Or once you move it, when does it hurt the most?
It hurts the most when I'm sitting. I picked up my grandson today. Mm-hmm. And I have really bad thoracic pain.
Once you get up and move, it's getting less, right?
Yes, when I get up and move, sometimes it's better.
Okay.
But I picked my grandson today, and I have, like, really bad thoracic pain that's given me chest pain.
Okay. Oh, how old is your grandson?
He's 18 months.
Oh, so you're lifting him, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I lifted him this morning and hurt myself even more.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Like, so just take a deep breath here, and we're just going to shift some energy here for you.
What happened to your husband? Are you still together, or did he die, or did you divorce?
Actually, we split up about a week ago.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, and you had a lot of fighting before that?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Did that start around the accident, more or less?
No.
How long were you married?
We've been married for 30 years.
30 years, okay. I'm getting it. Yeah, it started right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So we're just.
But it led up to the accident, right?
Yeah, yeah. So who did you get in the accident with? What happened?
Recently, I was in a car accident, but the accident that I have all of the injuries from was an accident at work. I was teaching exercises in the pool, and I came out to go to the ladies' room and slipped on the floor and started flipping all over the floor trying to catch myself. And
what kind of exercise were you teaching?
Swimming exercise, Mark, here. I don't know if they do that yet. Okay, so we just strengthen, because I was picking up a weakness to your career, too, earlier. So let's just get you strong. Like, do you work now?
I do some energy work right now.
Okay, are you sitting a lot?
No, I try not to sit a lot because that's when I have the most pain.
Okay, all right. So it's a weakness to sitting still. Finding a reason to sit still, like to not have to work, is coming up.
I also get wiping out others. That's why you got you slipped on the floor.
Okay, so we're just going to... I just would like to get... are you noticing any shift right now?
Yeah, move it and see if it hurts the same, or sit down and...
Yeah,
I do feel a shift. I'm able to take a deeper breath right now before I get the pain.
Okay, good.
Okay, and so the expectation of the pain is an emotional reaction you have very hardwired into your system. So we want to make your central nervous system, the peripheral nervous system, also the meninges strong to letting that go and get the trauma out of that and delete it from all the cells, molecules, and quantum particles. Okay, one more time, please. Move.
Move?
Yeah.
Move your body. Move it. See how it feels. Without thinking about the pain, just move it, kind of.
And then sit back down.
Yep.
And then sit back down?
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
It's better.
Yeah.
Okay. I still
on a scale? There we go.
Sorry.
What number are you at now?
Probably a 5.
Okay, good. So it's moving down. And so we want to strengthen that. Your perception's a little off. I'm getting it's more like a 2.3.
Yeah, that's what I get, 2.
Yeah, yeah. So we just strengthen your perception to catch up to the energetic shifts here. It's like you've had this for so long that you are challenged to let go of it quickly. And so we want to let go. And I was just picking up the car accident that you had. When was that? Because I was picking up a weakness from a car accident.
That was maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. So what happened?
I fell asleep while I was driving.
Okay. Was anyone else injured?
I always get self-punishment, you kind of like, on a way, on a subconscious level, you would like to just leave it all and not doing anything anymore. And the pain holds you up and holds you away from just sitting and resting.
Yeah.
So let's make you strong for staying here or not staying here. Make you strong for moving or not ever moving. But getting away of that kind of weird motivation strategy you kind of develop. Make this down to 0 minus infinity, and then we make a reset, put all that in the master key, so to speak, to strengthen the time.
Yeah, and so where are you at now?
I'm feeling much better. I'm able to take a deep breath. And
good.
And
what number are you at?
I'd say probably a 1.
Yeah, good. There we go. So we're just going to, we need to take another break here, and we have other callers on. So I just want to thank you for calling in. Feel free to email me and let me know how you're doing. Yeah, and let us know how you're doing. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We have been shifting energy with Mark Kettenbach today, and we'll be right back to take, we have three more callers here, Mark, so we'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
The houses filling up with light. Between the stillness in my heart.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here again with me today, and we are shifting energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We have Cindy here from Kelowna. Cindy, are you there?
Hi, Mark and Colette.
Hi.
How are you
today?
I was telling Mark on the break, Cindy is one of the loose hip sisters, Mark.
The loose hip sisters?
Yes.
Okay. So where did you lose it?
Not lose, loose.
Yeah, but I'm coming with the first weakness here.
All right, there we go.
The
okay, so Mark, have at her.
Okay. I also get, Corilla told me a little bit about what happened to you, and right away,
it's a lot about the fear of your mother while being pregnant.
Okay.
So she twisted and she kind of twisted and tilted her thoughts around having a baby that has something, or she doesn't want the baby to have some injury or something.
Oh,
and I get a lot
pregnant
during
with me.
giving birth, that during to her thoughts, you were kind of like in an awkward position in the body, and when you came out, they kind of twisted you some way, that the doctor, whoever did it. So because you have karma with a person, and your mom and dad kind of have karma among each other, so we're going to get rid of all that.
And Cindy,
my mother had me when she was 15 years old.
Oh, okay. So then it's all, yeah, that's good information, because I can feel all the blame also of the people around it. So how long ago is that? Like, how old are you?
Well, I'm 50 now, so quite a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's probably when people were, like, very looking down on women who got pregnant with 15, you know? Did they get married or something, or?
Yes, oh, yes, yep.
Okay. And they still together?
No, my father has passed away.
Okay.
A lot of years ago.
Okay.
Her father, what age was he when he passed?
He was about 32. He had 6 open heart surgeries.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so.
Well, that is some fear, like, that was jumping on you as well. You took it away from him and you still carry it, meaning you have still attachments on your body of your father's fears. And the main ones are on the spinal cord, actually. And it's not really the spine. It's in between the spaces of the vertebrae.
The cushioning. Yeah, so we want to strengthen that.
So once you belly dance and shiver it, you kind of get those into motion, and then they can't, metaphorically speaking, they can't sit on your spine. That's why you feel better once you shake and move. So that's...
Yes, well, and I do have scoliosis as well.
What is that?
I have scoliosis as well. I have 13 fusions and a Harrington rod in my back.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I was telling Mark about that. Like, Cindy had a surgery at the age of 14, and her spine was like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Well, so
keep it vibrating stronger, so in order to get the emotions loose, and then we'll throw them into a black hole, white hole, and get more oxygen and calmness into your body.
Yeah, and so how is... Because I know, Cindy, you had been feeling nauseated. How is your nausea this morning?
Well, my nausea is good this morning, but I have good days and bad days. But the last 10 months, I've had 25 pounds of weight loss and horrible nausea and vomiting and exhaustion. And it was a condition that was previously diagnosed as an ulcer, but it's been coming on and off for a few years now. And
well, I'm getting it's pretty good that you were puking so much, because you really, really let go of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
When I was in Peru, telling you, none of the people there see any of the nausea or puking as something bad. Most of the 99.9 of the time, they body really hardcore, let's go of stuff. And I bet Colette, when she came to your dancing groups or whatever, she did correct a lot every time she's around you. So let's make you strong for seeing that and feeling this, and getting away the fear of now something else starts, and see the weight loss as a portion of you cleansing, and then you will build it up again. Your body probably gets rid of all that in order to shift the bones eat more easily and all that. I know a doctor listening to that would say, what a bullshit, but believe me, that's all I'm getting here. So let's make you strong for the energetic shift, and then for that the outside world can adjust to that.
Yeah, because what's been happening is, you know, I worked with Cindy, and, you know, yesterday, Cindy, we spoke, and I said call into the radio show because I wanted to get Mark's perspective on this because she'll shift for 3 or 4 days and then she moves back into it. And it's kind of like when we're together, because Cindy's been teaching me tribal belly dance, and when we're together the whole time I'm on automatic, Mark. So yeah. She'll feel really, really good when she leaves, you know. And then she'll feel really great for 3 or 4 days, but this fear comes up in her of being alone. And so I've been working on that. And so your perspective of coming at it from another angle like this, from her, the fear coming in from her dad sitting in the actual fluid in between the gel in between the spine, that is really feeling strong now. That she can, you know, that there's more fluidity now to her spine.
I also get that her mom's fear having her, like, gets triggered again by her fearing being alone. So that's like a cycle. So
yeah.
All this into the key of changing challenges into possibilities. And let's build a tetrahedron grid of that and just scoop it into your heart chakra and connect that to your spinal cord and adjust the vibration. And the 9 to 6 and the 3s have to be strong for you as well in order to get yourself into harmony,
mm-hmm.
which we're going to do right now.
Yeah, this is coming up, Cindy, now more about, the problem has shifted is what's happened over the last couple weeks. In particular, it's shifted quite a bit, but the trauma of feeling this way triggers more, like it's just the accumulations. And so this is what we're working on right now, is just to clean that right out of your spinal cord, out of the fluid and out of the spine itself, so that the memory of all the trauma is no longer there holding you back.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. There's like when people, I just want to explain this to people listening in, when people are put under anesthetic, your subconscious and your unconscious thoughts are still there. So, you're not conscious of them, but on the subconscious and an unconscious level, being, put to sleep, to have a surgery is kind of like being put to, very similar to being in between lives. And so that's coming up as a weakness for a lot of people. We just clear that energetically, like falling asleep and then waking up. Anyone who's had surgeries, just all the memories and the traumas and any of the residuals left from that are still there. Okay, so we just let that go. So how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I can feel sort of tingling in the area of my stomach that bothers me.
Okay.
I feel it kind of tingling, but it's not pain. It's just kind of tingling.
It's a Mark, there's a different, like it's like a, almost like a twisting in between her diaphragm and her stomach. Do you pick up anything in that area of
the
body anymore?
And I've had, I was,
say it comes more from her sexual organs.
Yeah, the reproductive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yesterday I worked on this, there was a real difference between the upper and lower part of her body. So we're just going to, Mark and I are going to work on you a little bit more because we're due to go for another break here. And
okay.
When we come back, we'll just get a number from you and see where you're at now. Okay? This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach, and we were just shifting some energy for Cindy from Kelowna. And Cindy, I just wanted to check back in with you and see how you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling pretty good. I don't have any nausea, but I do a little tingling in the stomach area. And I do have a question. Is there a reason why most of the time I feel nauseous right after I eat?
Well, anytime, Mark and I were just working on that. That's how you used to be, but it's shifting right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of about you, when something good happens to you, like when you fulfill yourself or you put something inside of yourself that you enjoy, have a tendency to feel like it's going to be taken away. A lot of it was coming from, we were looking into the surgery you had. Actually, the surgery wasn't necessary, but the surgeon did a great job. we just strengthen you to that. And we have another caller, so we're going to move on to our next caller from Julie from Michigan. But I just, Mark, did you have any last thoughts for Cindy here?
Well, I think that's like basically every time something in her body is, it triggers her, oh my God, and she should more try to get yourself or get yourself into, once your body talks, calm them down, accept what it says, take it in, and just kind of like don't go into a state of like, just keep it, just relax, and you will see stuff will disappear.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Cindy. Do we have Julie from Michigan on the line?
We do.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Colette. I'm so excited.
What can we do for you today?
Okay. Well, first of all, I guess I want to tell you that I have been practicing the Yun Method for about 4 or 5 years now, and I bought your program a couple of days ago, and I've been listening to it like 2-3 times already. So I found that to be very helpful. So I found
Are you talking about the on my website there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So Mark and I are working with a lot of other different modalities and a lot of other tools. We're both, certified UN Method practitioners, and we're also many other things. So just so that you know that, you understand that.
But we called it now energetic upgrade and not calling it UN Method anymore.
Yeah,
so,
because we...
Cool. No doubt that the UN Method is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, but like, I just wanted you to be aware of that we're coming in from a lot of other angles now. And so, and definitely if you've been doing the UN Method for 4 or 5 years, you've got an extremely strong intuition now and are able to move through things more quickly. What is it that you would like to move through now?
Yeah, I seem to be kind of hung up. Several years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, we kind of had a little hiccup with our finances. And, I hate to even use the word, but for the sake of explaining what's going on, it just seems like it's been very difficult and a lot of struggle to kind of get over, this little hiccup and move through it and to be back to where we were. Or, I kind
like
of operate
on
organized
chaos. And how much is it bothering you?
A 10.
Okay.
It's a constant stress.
Let's work on that.
I work as an ER nurse, and I flip houses, with my husband. And so I know I heard you talking about a realtor that you had kind of helped with budget,
so you're
finding
houses
and selling houses, et cetera.
Okay. Now you got to explain to me, what does it mean, flipping houses?
That means buying a house and working on it, and then right away selling. It's not a house that you plan to move into yourself, but it's a house you purchase, and then you fix it up, and then you sell it, and you make a profit.
Okay.
It can be fun. I did a lot. I had 4 properties like that a few years back. So I enjoyed the flipping part, but not the renting part. So that's the weakness for you.
Well,
also.
Yeah.
So let's just... the fun of looking at a house and then fixing it up and then it's done. There's some aspects to that you're weak to. I'm just getting some steps in the process, so we just strengthen you. Mark, what are you picking up?
I'm picking up...
Yeah, the paperwork end of it.
Either it's true or not, but subconscious, you're a lot of times not okay with the price you sell it with.
Okay.
As I think about the price... You turn weak, your husband turns weak. So it's either you rip off people, which you probably not, but you're probably not worth to yourself to gain that much money in a little time or something like that.
And that's what's going weak. It's a lot of work to renovate a house, if anyone's ever renovated a house.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're enjoying it, we just strengthen you to that, that if this is kind of what you enjoy doing, it's not, it's almost impossible to get paid for renovation work when you're doing that, like the full amount that you would, the hours that you put in. So we just strengthen you to that,
exactly.
That you feel that it's almost impossible is what's coming up.
And I also get that you, are way more fair with your customers than other people are. And there's like something inside to all these other people who sell houses and then they have way too high prices for what they did actually with the house.
And slumlord energy is coming up. Past lifetimes of living in slums.
Okay,
so that's what's motivating her in the first place, I'm getting. So we just want to take all accumulations and associations of that and just let it go. And so those lives, how are you feeling about it right now?
I think that you're hitting some of the things right on the head. I mean, we really try to put out a great product at a fair price and hope that somebody's going to be blessed in the home. I know that I'm really...
We want to delete
your number first, please.
Okay, go for it.
You went with the 10, now where are you at now?
When I think about price, no price, I don't feel anything anymore.
Okay, good. How do you feel about the problem that you first you know, presented us with. You were at a 10. Where are you at now?
You know, there's like so many levels of it. It's like that, you know, that nasty little onion that you talk about. And, you know, just peeling
over
the layers.
Well, the onion's not nasty.
That part of it.
Okay, so let's clear that for you right there. This is not a nasty onion. This is layers that have been working for you at some point, and they're just not working for you anymore. And so we're unraveling the diamond inside. So it's definitely not a nasty onion. We just strengthen that for you that as you shift through energy, that you don't have to be like saying that, oh, you got rid of nasty stuff. Some of the stuff that works for us in the past doesn't work for us in the present. And so we want to clarify that for everyone, that when you're letting go of things, you don't really need to get rid of it and be like, oh, you know, like I got to get rid of that. It's more like saying goodbye to it because it's no longer. Yeah. So
One more question. Why do you want to have a fair price?
I guess I just feel like that's the right thing to do.
That's the first thing that weakens you a lot, fair prices. See, most people, They don't even say thank you for a good, a bad, or a fair price. All right. So we want to get you to a point where you get the optimum price for you and the other person. Because some people don't buy it if it's not a certain price. We have that a lot in different areas. If the pants is not from Hugo Boss, they're not going to buy it, even though it's the same pants, just have not had Hugo Boss on it. So let's make you strong to the optimal price. For both of you, for you and your customer,
yes.
And not
yes.
talking about fair prices anymore. Because fair prices always trigger that other people's, see, we all are gods choosing a vehicle to move on this place here, and we can create a reality. So one god is not going to offer a fair price to the other one because the other guy as well steers his reality, right? If
there
we talk
go.
About fair prices or equal rights or something like that, we deny that the other person can totally steer their reality, and if they don't do it in a way they like it, that's still their right, okay? But that's not up to you to put it out on fair prices. So let's make you strong to all that and get to an optimal price.
There we
and
go.
All these ideas of that we have to put the world a better place, because we do if we bring everybody in their strength. That's different.
Yeah. So just, it's more about the relationship with who you're doing business with. So we just strengthen all of that from all angles. So where are you at now? Because we're very close to having to close here. But how are you feeling about it now?
That is much better. That's much better. I guess the thing that I like, if you could do a quick shift, is just the, you know, the chaos with all the paperwork. You know, I was listening to your program about, you know, making your environment more organized, but there's only so much time in a day, and I just, and the paperwork part of it, I absolutely cannot like.
We're really low on time here, so we're going to strengthen that for everybody. Your vehicle that you're traveling in is your home for your soul, and your home that you're living in is your home for your body, basically. And so if there's clutter in one, there's clutter in the other. And so we just strengthen that for everybody, that we can declutter. We have to say goodbye now, pretty much. Just wanted to let people know that if you want to reach me, you can reach me at the truthisfunny.com. Send in your emails, whatever. Let me know how you're all doing, that we worked on you. And I'm here right now, sitting still again, writing my book some more, and we'll be available for private sessions. And also energeticupgrade.com for energy for the seminars. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you very much for that.
Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol
oral-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.